WJTL Ren Collective, your name is power. Hi, good morning to you. Happy Thursday. It's 7:03.
Make sure you join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11 and Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
And a big shout out to our engineer, Roy, for fixing our phone problem in less than 5 minutes. Thank you, Roy. I don't know what we would do without you. Joining us on the phone this morning from his home is the president and co-founder of Hope Walks. Scott Reichenbach is with us. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So great to have you on the air this morning. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Well, shout out to my family and then certainly our team who is hopefully up and getting ready to come into the office this morning.
Yeah, I hope they're listening to you, Scott. Scott, tell us all about Hope Walks.
Yeah, Hope Walks is an international Christian nonprofit that works with kids who are born with club foot. So here in the U.S. and around the world, every 3 minutes a child is born with their feet twisted downward and inward. And as you can imagine, without treatment, life is very difficult, and these kids face a lifetime of disability. But treatment is straightforward, just simple casts. And within a few weeks of weekly casting, those feet are reshaped. They'll learn to take their first steps on straight feet, walk, run, and play, get an education, take care of themselves. And, it transforms their lives. And it's just an amazing opportunity for us to bring the local church into these hospitals to share the love of Jesus with them and their families through the process.
So what is that process of how do you get those fixes to the kids in these other places in the world?
Yeah, so we partner with 190 hospitals across 14 countries, teaching and training their healthcare providers that, hey, this is something that can be treated, and this is how you do it. And truly, it's weekly casts. Here in the U.S., you'll have your baby, you'll come back at pretty much 2 weeks of life, and then just start with, it's a full leg cast that just reshapes that foot in the correct alignment. Every week, they change it, incrementally move that foot. And by 2 to 3 months of age, the foot's straight. They wear a brace at night and nap time to maintain that correction, sort of like you wear a retainer after your braces. By the time they're, walking, their feet are straight. It's transformative.
Amazing. I understand you were just recently in Africa and got to see for yourself the impact Hope Walk has.
Yeah, I was just in Burundi and Rwanda, so two small little countries in really the heart of Africa, right next door to DRC Congo, which a lot of people have heard in the news here lately. But yeah, we work with a number of hospitals there, got to go to some of them, see some of the kids, and meet some of the families that we work with. It's always fun.
Amazing. I understand if folks want to get more information, you have a lot of info at your website.
Yeah, our website is full of information, full of stories. You can check it out, learn more about what's called the Ponseti Method, just how we work with the local church to share the gospel and journey with these families, and find out about events coming up.
Check it out online, hopewalks.org, or they could come out to your event. I understand you have an Evening of Hope coming up in April. Tell us about that.
Yeah, at West Shore Country Club in Camp Hill on Friday night, April 4th, we're going to have an Evening of Hope. We're going to be really highlighting Honduras and our work there. Samantha, who runs that program, Lord willing, will be here. And just sharing some stories and just helping people step into the shoes of the families that we serve so they can see and imagine and just join with us as we journey with these families.
Check it out online, hopewalks.org. We'll talk more with Scott coming up in just a bit. Also, music on the way from Fort King and Country.